Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show, man. I am Carlos Miller.
You did.
What's up, DC?
Man, what's happening, man?
So look here, man. We decided to use our platform to inform our viewers, our listeners on what's going on. Voting is very important.
It's very
so
important.
So we want to try to give some people some information so they can make an informed decision.
You did.
Yeah, man. So we would like to welcome Sheriff Hopeful. My man, Pat LeBat.
Yes, sir.
He came to use our platform to get some information out so, you know, maybe he could hit a different demographic, a whole nother audience. Kill the music. We talking politics.
Yeah, this
today.
Shit real, Mr.
What's
LeBat.
Going on? Let's go through some of these, asterisks by your name.
There you go.
30 years of service in public safety.
So, absolutely. I'm from here, born and raised in Atlanta. Frederick Douglass High School, Clark Atlanta University.
What's that?
You know, no stranger to hard work. I started working 11 at night to 7 in the morning at the jail and then going to school during the daytime. And over 20 years, worked my way up through the ranks, and in 2010, I was appointed chief. And we ran one of the most humane facilities in the country, right? Doesn't matter where you come from, care and custody and customer service is what we focused on.
Right.
And so now it's time to do something different, move to the next platform and figure out how we can have a seat at the table and change the dynamics with law enforcement.
10 years as chief, oversaw a $30 million budget while serving on the mayor's executive team.
Yes.
Served as president of the Georgia chapter of National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. What the hell is that?
So that's NOBLE, right? NOBLE was established and part of the mission is justice by action.
Right.
Right. And so you see some of the things, and it's more relevant today than it was when it was created 76 years ago.
Right.
And that is to give us a platform, right, in an environment that wasn't dominated by us, and figure out how to train better, how to get better leadership so that we can become chiefs of police. We can become sheriffs across the country in a field dominated not by us.
Right. Because we definitely need y'all on the other end,
yeah,
especially in the judicial system. We ain't got too many of us.
Representing
us. You dig what I'm saying? And we got to really bridge the gap with just the community and the police. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the war is not against the people in the police. It's against the injustice. And the people, like, you clearly see the George Floyd situation was literally just
murder.
That's purpose.
Like, murder.
I've been apprehended before. You dig what I'm saying? I know how it is. Put me in handcuff, nigga, I'm no danger to you.
I agree.
You dig what I'm saying? So when you see stuff like that and then the civilians get ratted up, like, we got to even have that force and feel protected from y'all.
I agree.
You dig what I'm saying? So we know, like, our people are with us and behind us. You dig what I'm saying? But we don't have that community right now.
Well, we got to have a seat at the table. Right.
Right.
We got to have the right leadership. And that was murder. I don't care how you look at it. Including the three officers that stood by and did nothing.
Right.
Right. And as long as we have a seat at the table, we can begin to change the dynamic of what that looks like. And that's why we have to focus on that. Because in every field of human endeavor, we need somebody that looks like us so that we can really lead that,
right.
Lead the conversation.
Because they're not talking for us.
At all.
They're assuming what we like and they're assuming because it's really beneficial to them.
Well, the piece is we have to create an environment that's beneficial to us.
Right.
All right. So I got four kids. We got a blended family, two girls, 25 years old, and two boys. I cringe every time they leave the house. They're 21 years old.
Right.
I cringe every time they leave the house because that could have been any one of them on the ground.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Where does so much of the aggression come from between the police and black people? For you being in law enforcement so long, like, what's the culture behind that?
Like, you have to pull a nigga over. You assume he got weed on him. You just target him.
Well, I won't say it's about targeting as much as it's about the lack of training, the lack of communication. Right.
So we hear that a lot, the lack of training. What does that mean?
So that means that. And follow me with this, right? Follow me. So both my boys are 21, right? Imagine if they can do the one thing that most people can't, and that is they can go join the police force, right? Follow me. Get trained, be issued a weapon, and be allowed to take someone's life, right?
Right.
Now take a look at your partners, right? As I look at my son. And I know that they're gonna put him in the worst parts of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna put him 11 at night to 7 in the morning, so 2, 3 in the morning.
Mm.
would you give a weapon to some of your friends and tell them to go patrol?
Now you talking.
So we that's where training has to come in. We have to put them in high pressure situations so they know how to react.
How does that and fall then, on the people though, the well, lack of training for the police?
Well, here's the piece, right? Here's the piece. Under President Obama, the one thing that he created was a 21st century policing platform. And the very first pillar in that platform talks about diversity, talks about being a part of the community. We talked earlier, if you police your own community,
right. Then
you know the people there.
Right.
And the best example I gave earlier today when I was talking with Ronnie Jordan is, again, I'm from here.
Right.
I'm hanging out on Beecher over near Cascade. I'm flying up the street. I just got my license at 16. Police officer pulls up behind me. You know the feeling when them blue lights come on, right? He walks up to the car and he said, well, where's the fire, right? No aggression. He looks, he said, I know your mama. Take me to jail, don't tell my mama.
Right.
See, I don't want none of that, take me to jail. But that's where we gotta get back to. We gotta get back to people policing their own communities and in an environment where we're working together to make that happen. It starts with conversations like this.
Right.
How many people would come in here and have an honest conversation about this at that level?
But right. It takes people for like you to get into a powerful enough position where you like, whew, we got a nigga that's willing to listen to us. You dig what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody do it. What you running for?
Sheriff,
right?
Sheriff from Fulton County.
Ain't no nigga running for that shit. I'm gonna be one, huh? You dig what I'm saying? So we gotta make a change if we got to step into the system because they have a system. We got to rewrite the system. If niggas understand that, they trying to understand what they see.
Right.
That's why they so misguided. The system, you can't see a system. It's a system. So if you at the table and I can be like, man, I'm finna call my buddy back. Because, hey, you feel me? It's just too much going on and we can make that phone call. He going to be like, hey, DC, you know, your folks was a little rough. I'm like, you know what? I'll take care of that. But we need to come to a consensus.
But we got to have that communication.
Yeah. We got to have that communication.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. Like, why is it important to you to become the sheriff at a moment like this?
At a moment, it's a pivotal time for us. We can change the dynamics of law enforcement just by having this communication. I could ride off in the sunset. Let me be clear. I got a good pension.
Right.
Make no bones about it. 30 years of hard work with the City of Atlanta Department of Corrections, retired as chief, and people are saying, why are you? This is my community.
Right.
This is my community. And I can't sit by on the sidelines and do nothing.
Right.
We got to have that voice because here's part of the problem. We teach our kids and young men like yourself to ask why.
Right.
But then we get mad when you ask why.
Talk, OG.
We got to do better.
Exactly.
Because people just want to be heard. Now, that's both internally and externally.
Right.
And what I mean is, as chief, one of the first things I did at the city was sat down with all my team members. Right. Ask whatever questions you want to ask. Mm-hmm. But what you're charged with is doing a better job than you did yesterday and adding value to what we do. And so we have to figure out how to bridge that gap, just like you said.
Right.
And as we start bridging that gap, we know better, mm-hmm. right? So we gotta do better.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to figure that part out.
Right. So this is my thing though, is like, I feel like this is the people and the bullshit that comes between mm-hmm. the people and the police and the bullshit in the middle. It's like, we don't see videos of black police officers accidentally shooting white people every day.
OG.
Where is the lack of training? Are they just not training the white officers?
I think the niggas know better. Like,
well, here's the thing. It's I would submit to you, it's less about that, but it's also about fear. It's about fear. When you have a white police officer who they're arresting somebody that doesn't look like them, right? Or when we talked earlier about when they do arrest somebody like that looks like them, they're taking them to Burger King first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a level of
after
fear.
You killed 23 niggas.
It's 9, mm-hmm. but I got you.
Oh, the other one killed 23.
Oh, you talking about, no, I'm talking about South Carolina, the guy that went to Burger King.
But there's more than one. Go ahead.
And what you're saying, right? What you're saying. I'm with you. That's real. That's real. But it's also about supervision.
Right.
Right. And moving through that conversation so that we can, again, train in high-pressure situations and really begin to resolve the problem. Now, here's the other thing, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Here's the other thing. And we talked about this earlier as well. I'd love for us, once I become sheriff,
mm-hmm.
to have you all come sit in on what that training looks like.
Bro, right? With all that.
Because then that gives you an opportunity to help us get better, right? because it's real life, mm-hmm. and it's not just a practical exercise.
Let me ask you a simple question. How many police officers does it take to take a black man to jail?
That's not as simple as you would think, right? And I say that from the perspective of—
one that's not resisting.
Well, now, it shouldn't take any but right. one. Right.
That's what our training. That's what our training. We got to tell them don't resist. That's what our training. But I'm saying one that's not resisting.
Well, are we talking specifically about George Floyd?
No, we're talking about a
whole
black
bunch
man.
Of them.
I just because every black man in this room has been pulled over, and a few have been unfortunate enough to have to take that ride. But it don't take six of them to do that.
Yeah, no.
No, I agree, and shouldn't. Right.
But they use six.
Well, it depends on who it is. Depends on who it is and where it is, right? Because oftentimes the facts show that they don't have six people available to do that, right? Because they're shorthanded, right? But again, let's look at what happened in and throughout other parts of the country, right? Where you have people being put in paddy wagons alive and pulled out not so alive.
Exactly.
Right? But what we were able to do on the front end was take all our paddy wagons, equip them with video equipment, all right, that was recording whether the van was on or not.
What's the purpose of having body cameras if they never turned
off? I was just going to say, especially one that turned off.
And I agree with you.
Intentionally, like, man, fuck that.
I agree with you, but here's the thing. At the city of Atlanta, one thing that we did was control that environment. Mm-hmm. So when you start running, the camera comes on. When you pull out your weapon, the camera comes on. See, you remove the choice
right.
of turning it off.
Okay, right? But they also had the choice before it was a gun. It was like mace and the stick, flashlights and shit like that. What made them, and the taser, what made them jump over all that and grab the gun?
Which time?
Every time.
Anytime. Well,
yeah.
And I don't disagree with you.
Right.
And it's an escalating use of force, right?
They jump over all them options.
But it also goes back to what I said earlier, is fear. Right.
But you're supposed to be secure enough. Why are you scared of the civilians?
Well,
you shouldn't be in that field. If
you got all the weapons.
You got everything that needs to control the situation. What are you scared of a nigga that's doing this? Why are you scared of me?
Again, we got to keep in mind, right? And we're talking about most cases.
Right.
Where you have people that want to go home at the end of the day.
And well, that's Kim, how, you gotta go and home.
No, that's how we train, right? We train to mentally think, I'm already scared.
Why?
Right? It's not about why, it's about how we change it.
Change that.
This has
that
been
concept.
One of people's loudest arguments that we need more black people in law enforcement.
I agree.
Do you agree with that?
I agree.
We definitely need it.
I agree. As you look around, so Atlanta's the exception. Let me be clear.
APD have a lot of black people, right?
Right, but we need more black folks in law enforcement. Make no bones about it, all right? It doesn't pay as well as people want it to pay, all right? But we need people that have a seat at the table mm-hmm. so we can do better beyond where we are. Does that make sense?
It does, but I haven't seen any difference in the treatment between a black officer and a white officer. In most cases, the black officers will treat you worse.
Because they overpower. It's like we don't have enough. We sprinkled in through the judicial system. Like, we sprinkled. It might be three niggas over here between 100 white people. Bro, his voice is, he had no power. He ran 100 white people. He finna do exactly what them honkies finna do, man. You dig what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that's not really with that shit, but they can't do nothing because it's an oath, it's a code. Them niggas ain't speaking up. They like, I hear you, my nigga, but just, you know what I'm saying? Just go down there with it right quick. You feel what I'm saying? I'm with you. Like, that's how they gotta talk during the protest. I'm with you. Nigga, you the law, nigga, talk, nigga.
The other piece, though, is what I'm hearing you say, and you're 3,000% correct. We gotta change the culture. We gotta change the culture. And when we do that from internally, it'll get better.
You've been in the culture. What is the culture? What's the culture of law enforcement?
30 years.
Well, I mean, you brought up a great point, right?
Right.
Think about what you said. When you go to Cobb County.
Who don't go.
Right? you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And to steal what you said, right? It's sprinkled. And so the culture, it becomes one of individuals adapting to their surroundings.
Right.
Right? Instead of standing up.
Right.
Until you can get to that point. Right.
So is it a negative environment inside the culture?
Well, it's less about negative and more about survival sometimes. Keep in mind, right? Keep in mind when the first eight Atlanta police officers couldn't even get dressed in the police precinct, right? They had to go down to the Butler Street YMCA, right? So that culture had to begin to evolve.
Yeah, and they couldn't arrest white people either.
They couldn't arrest white folks.
You see what the fuck I'm saying?
So, but again, it's about evolving.
And the police told them niggas they couldn't arrest them. That's my point. Crazy.
That's my point. And so when we change that systemically,
right,
we can create an environment on that. And let me give you a couple facts, right? Under President Bush, his last term, right, the Department of Justice put out some information that showed there were 12 to 13 interactions about maltreatment on police. Under President Obama, in his first term, there were 15. Under 45, our current president, there was one. So the question you have to ask yourself is, who's policing the police? In this case, nobody. Nobody. So we got to do a better job of policing the police internally.
Why do the police police black people, black communities and black neighborhoods differently than they do white communities?
Well, I would tell you that.
It's just as much crime in the white community.
Here's the question. Here's
a lot of cocaine.
A lot of drugs, a lot of pills. They abusing all the prescription drugs. So,
no,
are we snitching?
You know they on meth.
We snitching.
No, you can see it in their face. You can see it in their face. We ain't snitching. This nigga itching right now.
Let's take it from this perspective. And I tell people this all the time, right? Who calls the police on people?
Right.
Right? If police show up in your neighborhood, who called them?
We don't know. There's always they got a call. They don't tell you who made the call.
Well, here's my point, right? One thing we know is they didn't call because everybody's singing too loud in the choir.
Let me ask you this. This is killing me.
Talk your shit.
He opened.
Okay.
How can we all fit the same description? Well, as black men, ain't no way we all fit the same description. Who is writing the fucking descriptions?
And I don't disagree. I fit the same description.
Black, who? Right? Well, that's the thing. I think all black thousand suspects.
Nobody ever questioned the lady who putting the descriptions out.
Picture don't even be us.
Does it ever change?
And we have the same issue, right? Same issue. I mean, it goes back to really high pressure situations and putting people in an environment where they revert back to their training.
Right.
And at that point, we can create an environment that does better. It goes back to what I said earlier. We got to be able to have conversations like this.
You got to be able to just communicate.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But I like the lane you approach, but we also got to educate people on Black Wall Street. You feel me? And also give us a blueprint and saying that we can. Where it's like, yeah, we should try to vote you to be sheriff of Atlanta, but we really want you to be sheriff of a community.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Where it's like, all right, you might end up having to be the sheriff of Georgia the way we orchestrate this shit and really become a Black power, successful entrepreneur. You feel me? We can have a group of us. Well, it's a list of us, but we don't have to go vote. We already know who we want.
No, we got to go vote.
I mean, we always got to go vote, but we would come up with our own plan. We ain't got to vote no more.
But I don't disagree, but I would tell you one, we certainly always got to go vote.
Right.
The other thing is that, to your point, this is just the beginning for many of us. And as long as we can have a conversation, we can change the dynamic. Anytime we stop communicating, it's like a bad marriage.
Right.
You stop communicating, then it's only gonna get worse.
Right.
But when is the system gonna start listening?
When I get to the top of it.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you.
It's like
in
all
your
these
time.
Protesters, they heard exactly what the fuck going on. Like they heard, but I don't be thinking that they listening. Cause the motherfuckers ain't, just like how you said APD is, like we know APD got so many Black police officers.
Right.
So if we take that initiative and understand the system, if we put our own Black people, or if we want, or even the people that's of color want to do something, all of a sudden it just seems like all the Black people want to be police, they come to APD. If we have a whole gang of just people that just want to make a change and do that, we can start small. Like how you said, the first four, first eight had to go down the street to the YMCA, and now we done took over?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Let me ask you this. What did you do in your time?
I think y'all should be telling niggas about that.
What did you do in your time in law enforcement to change some of that culture?
So let me tell you one of the things I'm most proud of is we created the number one reentry program in the country. So we partnered with the State Department of Corrections. And I won't say most proud of because I got a couple programs. We partnered with the State Department of Corrections if somebody looks like us, right? And it wasn't limited to race, let me be clear. But it was limited to gender only because we got so many males arrested and incarcerated throughout the country.
Right. Well, you know, they changed the culture.
Well, and this is part of changing the culture. So with 15 to 18 months left on their sentence, we became a certified transitional center. And one of the things that most incarcerated folks face coming out are challenges with being employed.
Right.
So we led this conversation and had jobs while they were in prison. So instead of leaving with $25 in a bus ticket, you left with $20,000 to $30,000 in the bank. Right. You left with a job. You left with a sense of dignity because I don't have to go back to where I was. Right. And in an environment where my future is much brighter.
Right.
And so they still are city employees to this day.
Damn. Niggas gonna be going to prison just to get their credit right.
But that's not an unreal situation. That's
gonna
true.
Do 6 months over to get my credit right.
But those,
but
those are the kinds of things that we had the vision enough to do.
Right.
And the other thing is really put an interruption in this school to prison pipeline. Mm-hmm. So every Thursday we send our officers over to read with third grade students. Right. I'm dyslexic. I make no bones about it. Mm-hmm. Right. I leave out the them that and change the whole connotation of a meaning of a paragraph. But to add support
right.
to those, especially that look like us, that don't read well.
Right.
Right. We close that gap.
Right.
And for me, over the years, it was about how do we close those gaps?
Right.
We created a junior corrections program that, for me, I told them earlier, I graduated, thank you, Lordy, from Douglas, right? I went a straight A nothing.
Through.
Right? That's how we get through.
You went through.
But at an opportunity, I had a chance to change some of that. We created a junior correction officer program, and yes, we took people through the jail. We took them through the courts. We took them through the homeless shelters. But we also took them to Hartsfield-Jackson.
Right.
We also took them to Charlie Brown Airport. And so as you see those planes lift off, you see their hopes lift off. Mm-hmm. You see their vision get a little more clear that I can do anything that I want to do. Right. But we also took them to the morgue. So this was about choices. And so for me, those are the top three things that we were able to do, including feeding seniors. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we fed over 200 to 300 senior citizens in the community. Right. So we were able to move internally from a jail perspective right. into our community.
Sometimes morality has to be taught so people can understand, like, okay, it's options to how I want to live or where I want to go
right.
or just by me or what am I doing to help and my surroundings, like with my people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm reading a book that's basically saying, fuck with people that's around you. Damn you. If you can't help a nigga that's around you, you're wasteful. You wasting your power. You wasting your talent. You see what I'm saying?
And this is what I tell each and every one of my staff members, and I continue to live by it, and it's exactly what you said. If anybody in this room haven't met me today cannot use me, that makes me useless.
Right.
Right? Now, I don't say abuse people, but if you can't use that person to resource. Your left and to your right for good and have the resources, mm-hmm. like you said, then that makes them useless.
Exactly.
And you got to get rid of that dead weight.
Right.
In order to continue to take off and lift and be that positive influence.
Like we understand and I understand the authority and I understand how y'all, you know what I'm saying, should be talked to, like, not just saying, like, in a proper manner, like, I understand the what's the word that I'm looking for, the code when I'm talking to the police. You feel what I'm saying? I know y'all have the authority, so right. I'm not going to come at y'all with aggression. Fuck you, pull me over, us out, even though I want to say that, like, no,
right.
I'm,
hey, you don't respect the law, right?
I give you respect. Hey, right. How you doing? Niggas don't even, y'all niggas ain't even respecting, hey, how you doing, sir?
Here's the thing.
Fuck up.
But we got to change that. We got to change that, because it happens the other way around. It should be, yes, sir. No, sir. This is why I stopped you, sir.
Right. Y'all should be talking to us like that. You turn straight to a slave. I have suits.
In order to get respect.
You're my license, sir.
In order to get respect, you got to give respect.
Right.
And that's where we change the dynamic of the conversation. Because that's how we should be approaching. I told you customer service starts at day one.
Like, even when I do, like, community, like, service stuff, I want y'all to be a part of the community stuff too. Like, even when the COVID shit happened, right, Like, I couldn't call, I know the mayor, but like, I couldn't call her, or I would have, if I had your number, I'd be like, "But Mr. LeBat, I'm finna push up. I know this is unannounced, but how do I go by the right way? Just so nobody who worked in enforcement come try to tear it down or think we doing something. I'm only feeding the community. Now, if I had your support or somebody that was there on your behalf who understand, boom, oh, what going on? Oh, Mr. LeBat sent me. What, goddammit, Mr. LeBat, I fuck with you. Y'all posted it. So if anybody here, y'all are protecting the community because we here for a good cause. I'm here only feed my community. That's all I want to know because COVID shit just went crazy. These folks finna go crazy. So I came up with a plan to just say, you know what? I'm going to feed my community so they can calm down so they know that somebody got their support. Not only do that, y'all got somebody's support, look at the police officers. They not here tripping on y'all. They here making sure that who's safe. Y'all niggas safe. They ain't stunning y'all. They know what y'all here for, but they here to make sure y'all safe. We don't have that connection, period. We don't have that connection.
I would tell you, we take it a step further. You make a phone call like that, then I need to know how to support you in that effort. So not just standing around.
Right.
We need to get involved.
Right.
We need to get involved. So I look forward to that opportunity.
Fucking right.
And let's make it happen. Well, we got to get folks to vote.
Oh, shit. We're getting tight on time. Mr. LeBat, come on. Mr. LeBat, you got to vote. What? Mr. LeBat? Hey, Mr. LeBat.
That's what I was saying before we get you out of here. I don't know if you want to take a few minutes to speak on some of the platforms that you're running on, some of the changes that you're bringing to the table, why we need you as our sheriff.
So, again, first, let me say thank you. Right? It's an amazing platform. I appreciate what you all are doing to really increase the conversation. For me, it's about a way of life, of changing what our law enforcement looks like from the inside out. We can do that and then become a part of the community. So a couple of things, as you talked about in terms of the platform, right? We got to improve our jail conditions, right? Just because a person has been arrested doesn't mean they need to be treated inhumanely.
Exactly.
Right? You look at the South Fulton annex, it houses women. They're under a federal lawsuit or going through a federal lawsuit now because you got women out there that hadn't had a shower in a month or two.
God damn.
Right? You got to care. You got to care about how you treat people.
Right.
Our job is care and custody. If you want to judge somebody, you need to go down the street to Georgia State Law School, get your law degree, put a black robe on, and become a judge. Right? Our job is care and custody. How do we focus on that? We focus on that through customer service. Right? We got to do a better job of serving warrants. Right? We got so many brothers out here with warrants that we know have done bad things. Circle around domestic violence, right? If you've ever been in a situation where your mama or your sister has been vulnerable in that space, we got to do a better job of protecting our community, just like you said. And so we have to focus on those things, but we have to do it in our communities.
Is there anything in your plan for nonviolent offenders?
Nonviolent offenders.
That reform comes up a lot also.
And nonviolent offenders is a little easier issue for me, and I say it like that because I helped Mayor Bowden spearhead the cash bail reform piece, right? We talked earlier, and we say all the time, and I grew up in a system that was the exact opposite, let me be clear. But you shouldn't just be in jail because you're poor,
right?
You should be afforded an opportunity to justice and adequate representation throughout.
Right.
And so that part of bail reform for us is the easier part. You know, there's some sheriff's office, you know, you get processed in and you come on out for misdemeanors, right? And what that looked like.
It's now, a signature bond.
A signature bond, absolutely. But let me say, just because I'm law enforcement doesn't give anybody in this room or other places the right to run rampant.
Right.
Again, a great example. When I became chief, we were so oppressed as a department. I had the union tell me, we expected to have a revolution. Well, what's that mean? You don't come to work on time? What's that mean? No, just because I'm black and I'm in charge does not give anybody the authority to break the law.
Yeah, what's what you said?
Right?
They don't go crazy and call you.
Well, no, you can still call me.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to call
you. You can still call me.
I'm not making the back. These niggas ain't tripping.
You can still call me. And I'm going to tell you, you know what? I'm so glad they did their job. I'm on my way to see you.
Come say no
more. I'm going to come see you.
Say no
so
more.
I say that to say, look, we have a unique opportunity.
Right.
And even more so because there's no Republican opposition running for sheriff, which means we can start the conversation in late August about how you all as a group want to have part of the sheriff's office, what it looks like, right? Then I'll have my own thoughts and how we move forward. And then how we begin that conversation. Because can you imagine the platform of us working together to feed people, educate people, right?
To keep people out of jail.
So you're the sheriff. Now, them people that's at Fulton County Courthouse, that's in the brown suit, they sheriffs.
That's the sheriff. That's the sheriff.
But them niggas, like, what is y'all position? Because the police be like, y'all niggas be just like, man, I ain't doing a goddamn thing. Yeah,
clearly, you have no idea how powerful the sheriff is.
So I know, but I'm looking to be chilling.
Well, but to your point, I mean, you bring up an excellent point.
Right.
We got to change the dynamics of what that looks like.
Right.
When you walk in, and well, first of all, you'll be coming to see me. I don't mean from a perspective of me coming to see you.
Right.
You'll be coming to see me. But when you walk in, the professionalism and the courtesy that goes along with it, we have to change that dynamic for it to be a positive experience.
Right.
Because you're absolutely right. The fact that you recognize that there are sheriff deputies down there that aren't as professional as they should be.
Very disrespectful.
Right.
You need to go back through that metal detector, little boy.
we're going to change that. We'll change that. But that's not just for you.
That's
for everybody. Yeah. Right. And there's no problem with saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, you know, no, sir. We have to change the culture. And I am a firm believer that starts with us.
It is.
That starts with us on this side. Right. Because what you'll never be able to say about me is no little boys out of here. Sir, can we get you to go back to the metal detector? Right. Sir, you know, and I get to a point, and this is what really over my career, this is what this level of law enforcement has taught. I would say, listen, I apologize. Maybe you didn't hear me, but I'm gonna need you to go back through the metal detector.
Say no more.
Right?
See, it makes us even want to do it again because we like, you know what? Maybe I did fuck up. Yeah. I'll go back.
We'll make it happen.
It's all good, man. We appreciate you, Mr. LeBan.
Hey, we appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Hey,
I appreciate you.
I'm
trying to stay married. Y'all not gonna trick me. Nah. My wife said, you better be in front of the Zoom meeting.
Much luck to you. And
I appreciate it, bro.
See you in the future.
Yes, sir.
Hold up, you ain't telling where to go vote. Shit, now. They gonna be in the comment like, what happened?
All right, so.
Yeah, hold up, sit back down.
Okay. All right, so June 9th is election day. And so the county will have over 100 precincts open. You can pull it up on my website, Labatt for Sheriff. Tell you exactly where to go vote. All my social media is Labatt for Sheriff. If you vote before Friday, there's 6 locations, the closest one being Adamsville, the C.T. Martin Rec Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in. They've done a better job, gotten more machines so people can get in and out. But we got to go vote. And so if you haven't voted in the primary, you'll have earlier in March, you'll have an opportunity to vote for president as well. And so that is how we change this conversation.
Well, we appreciate you stopping through, using the platform.
I appreciate you.
Hope you become the sheriff. Don't forget us when you do.
I want to come back.
Look, we got some new merch in. Man, come on, man. I'm getting that big ass jacket, man.
That jacket way too big.
Bigger than a we got all sizes.
Come on, but these the ones I ordered, though. This is my size.
Oh, the perfect size, man. Where they can find them at?
85apparel.com.
Mmm. Know what time it is. Get your shit right now.
People been asking about these jerseys. The jerseys have been restocked.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you hit the website at 85apparel.com, man. We're giving you $25 off every order of $100 or more.
And if you're looking for the sweaters are still up. Yep, custom fit, huh? We got them in all sizes. Small, medium, large, extra large. Bigger than a
come
you
on.
Know it.
Been all right, black man? Been all right, brother?
Hell yeah. Bring me in. Come on, y'all. You know what this is.
Juice, nigga.
You know what this is, man. Man, so much going on.
Hey, bro. Exactly what you said, but I'm prepared for that. Because at the end of the day, now I can really just go to war. Like, I can really go to war for a cause.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, bruh, if you don't understand that they might kill you about this shit, bro, you are
lost.
What
I'm saying, and that's
right
why I think we got more power now, because for a while it was only people of a certain age group, but
you was a little young probably when Trayvon happened, but you got to
but
see
I
it.
Understood.
You understood.
I understood
that
what was
right.
going on.
That could have been me.
So now think about it like this.
Because you ain't see Rodney King.
I ain't see Rodney King. Now we would have had 100 people that was on the same shit, like demanding on some shit, like, bro, you telling me you, like how he even said, like, they are afraid. Why is that the first thing that come to your mind if you supposed to be the police officer and you afraid of niggas you protect?
Hey, bro.
The fuck,
hey,
nigga?
Fly. They don't see us as human beings. It's like this.
It's like this. Crazy.
Roach, I know you fuck with roaches, but right. Roach running in somebody's house, they kill it. Automatic. Don't know why.
They don't know why.
Don't have no reason to kill
they
it.
They don't even know that motherfucker. It's not bothering you. You nigga, are in X space.
You'll trip if somebody look at you and say, man, why the fuck you step on that roach? You be like, nigga, what you mean? It's a roach. That's how they look at us. So we trying to reason with motherfuckers that ain't got no reason. Like nigga on the debate team.
Right.
They say you gotta attack a person's reason in order to get them to change their mind. I can't change a racist mind
because he don't
have no reason to hate me.
I was just, well, hey, what we were driving over here saying, bro, cause niggas saying the same shit. I said, bro.
Man, you turn this Seinfeld ass shit
on. That shit hilarious,
ain't it? That shit white as fuck.
Bro.
Don't turn off that cocoa song.
I'm like, these niggas talking some real shit right now.
Niggas
on Lisa Simpson ass theme song.
Bro.
Bro, you fucking up my gangsterism, man.
Fucking up my gangsterism.
Nah, we was on some revolutionary shit, bro.
We still here. Like, that's just for example, like the white people, they here waking up with just pure hatred in their fucking, and like, I got some white friends. I understand that, but it's majority of people who's got their cover up, like, hey, how you doing? That's really trying to be like, you ain't got a problem with it, but knowing you got a problem with it because you voted for a motherfucker who's part of the white supremacy.
It's less us against white now. It's people versus the authority. This is the first time in a long time that white people been fucked up too, been broke, been at the house, can't make no money. So now they feel marginalized just like we do. It's three types of white people. You got white people that like black people, white people that hate black people, and white people that
tolerate
don't give
black people.
Yeah, or they don't even care what happened to you, live or die.
Yeah, right. It's neutral.
The motherfuckers that care, they seeing shit now because they fucked up.
They're like, oh shit, this is happening. They fucked up, but they realize who really run the economy. You dig what I'm saying? And it's like, if they not working, then it affects us.
Come on.
Which has been like that from the jump, nigga. If we were to choose to not go pick cotton, yo bitch ass ain't gonna go out there and pick no cotton because you can't stand the sun too long.
Right.
You're gonna burn. Your skin gonna start.
Straight up.
You dig what I'm saying? So you need a certain particular group of people to go do your hard labor for you.
Nigga, this whole country built
up. That's what minimum wage is.
Nigga, that's what slavery is.
I can minimum wage you to death. Nigga, I can have a whole business, minimum wage you, no salary, no bonus, no net. I'm gonna minimum wage you for life.
Or I'm gonna make you build this my whole entire land up that I got over here. I'm gonna take my
never
money
told us what was going on. Just use our creative thinking. When you seen the nigga was doing something unordinary than the rest of the team, you like hold up. You seen the way Billy Bernard done now?
You know that's that liquor now.
was fucking with that damn dirt.
Yeah.
They watched nigga was we had that many resources. Nigga was building shit out of dirt, and nigga was like, "How he come teach that? Come teach that to me right quick,
bro.
Cause you don't have the resources that I got to make this dirt foundation become something." Mm-hmm. So now you're an architect.
You have
been an architect. you got me. You been an architect.
I forgot we talking.
But you been
about.
Standing out here for so long.
Hey, Lose, I don't know what's going on.
You
wait a minute,
I'm
man.
Saying.
You are all over the place. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. I don't know what the fuck this is talking
in the streets.
About, man.
You lost.
My boy
you can't
in
be
the street.
You from Mississippi? You out of all people should know. Mississippi? Shit, they been keeping shit from y'all niggas so long.
What you mean?
Shit. Mississippi is the racist place. And the most niggerish place in the United States of America.
Ah, man.
If you want to take any state,
that was
you're
an
like,
amazing sentence.
Who
nigga.
You think is the most racist place in the United States? You're like, nigga, don't go to Mississippi.
Mississippi the one. Mississippi burning.
By Mississippi? That shit sound like they still resting. Mississippi, you better not say.
I can't believe you saying that sitting in Georgia. Nigga, the whole South is the same
the
place.
That's what I'm saying, but we covered up industrialized, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's covered up, but we know exactly where not to go. Like, when you say certain cities, what? Who? Don't go over there. You go over here. Yes, it's people who are racist because they have their own personal business, so they don't have to hire you. They don't have to do that. Of course, they're going to show their power because they are in power. This they shit. But if we had our shit, they would see it would affect their dollar. We wouldn't be over there. You see what I'm saying? And we not the minority, nigga. They told us that. How can we be the minorities when everything we touch, it spreads? Everything we touch, plural. How are we minority? No, that was a wealth class, minor, majority. That was a wealth class.
It's harder for white people to
start. Don't get these folks twisted. Yeah. We not minors, man. It's minors come from people who that's a poor class. Everybody poor. You dig what I'm saying?
It's harder to teach your kids racist values when their heroes is LeBron James, Jay-Z, Tupac. You know what I'm saying? They growing up on different people that they idolizing as
my dad hero Red Fox.
Yeah, but your daddy black. I'm saying though, right. A white person.
Oh, you talking about white people? Oh,
yeah, my nigga, my bad. You was on your shit. My fault.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah,
now
I'm just saying, like, it's we're getting more white people that seeing the struggle and the revolution and shit because that they're unable to be raised in that way because their favorite person in the world is LeBron James. Their favorite person in the world is Michael Jackson.
Right,
like
right.
Black people are in the forefront. So we are the minority in terms of total population, but in terms of fucking. Popularity.
Not really population. Because everything we touch, nigga, if you go fuck a white woman right now, nigga, that baby black.
Guys.
How the hell we minority, nigga, we are the majority.
Guys.
White people came up with the 1% rule.
Relax,
so
guys.
Anytime a white
guys
woman gets touched, that motherfucker ain't pure. Who's the minority?
Guys, relax. You guys are making some great points. You're just all over the place right now. Guys,
we on the same page.
Guys, we're all over the place right now.
Stop saying guys, my nigga.
Guys,
I said two sentences.
I don't know what the fuck they were about. Listen, guys, we're all over the place right now.
That's where we at, though.
I know everybody's angry.
Roll the blunt so I can still drive all over the place. I want to smoke.
I know everyone's angry.
Get my revolutionary on. Nigga, I've been fighting.
Let's direct this a little bit.
I'm ready to go.
I see you got your riot rag.
You see my rag? I ain't bullshit. I was at the protest. I went down there. Right among the people, watching.
Where you was at?
Getting them.
It's been
downtown.
It's been a lot going on, man.
Watching, getting the people together. Psst, come here, buddy. Psst, hey, psst, I'm pulling niggas shorts. Hey, nigga, looking around. Nigga, look left. Nigga
look left.
Fuck you doing all that like a fly around. You left. Nigga. Hey, look at that. Left. Listen to me. Look straight and listen to me. Nigga like, what? Look straight, listen to me. I'm talking to the side. Look straight, listen to me. Mm-hmm.
Look straight and listen
look
to me.
Look straight and listen to me. For real.
Now, guys, there's protests going on all over the world right now. People are upset. And
appreciate it, too.
They should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, we're really watching death.
I'm talking about live, though.
And it's just like this shit is every other day. We watching another black person
they triggering
die
us
right in front
me
of us.
Me and you old enough to remember where they couldn't show dead people on TV. You remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like it was illegal. They either had to have a sheet on or it was blurred
shit
out.
Been
we
going
are seeing
on
actual physical murders.
But you gotta
keep in mind, you said our generation, bro, we've been around to watch all the police brutality since it's been available.
Right.
Since Rodney King.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say the Rodney King shit was just crazy. Like it brings power to even see that type of shit. Like I'm young.
That was 90. What year was that?
92.
I was 91.
91 when he got beat up. 92 was the riots.
91 when he got. I wasn't even born then.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. to even watch them beat a nigga trying to fight for his life just to get up and hit a nigga with the billy club. And he fall again, like, what type of enjoyment you
Natasha Hawley
shit,
was the first murder I saw on television, if y'all don't know about Ooh. That. Natasha Hawley's a young black girl in New York, man. She was talking to a Korean store owner, and you know what I mean? Cursed her out a little bit and all that. And when she turned around, the Korean store owner shot her in the back. You can see it. Shot her right in the back. And that was a huge thing. And that was the first time in my age that I saw a murder on television.
Right.
Yeah. And you don't really get to see white people get murdered on TV either.
Oh, that she was white?
Nah, she was black. Oh. I'm trying to see if anybody ever seen a white person murdered.
Hell no.
The one guy in the hotel. The one guy in the hotel?
Who?
The
guy in the hotel hallway. He had the BB gun.
Ah, yes. Yes.
I ain't see that one. They ain't televised that one.
Unarmed,
like that.
Unarmed.
But that's it, though.
Yeah, yeah. If
I ain't see that. I seen the one when the white boy had the rifle and he was wrestling with the police. Y'all seen that one? Yeah, I seen that one. I'm like, damn, but he went up to that nigga like a scared cat.
But there's just been so many instances of police brutality since these protests have started, from them tear gassing the peaceful protests to them, you know, entrapping them in certain places, like the shit that happened with Clayton and getting trapped up on the roof and shit. And
yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I ain't talking about that. Nigga, Clayton was on the roof last night, bro.
Wow.
My nigga, he was protesting. The curfew was 9. in the middle of it, they said the curfew was 8 o'clock. Right. So it was a lot of people obviously trying to get home. Right. He was on the street that he lives on. The police was cutting off streets, started shooting the rubber bullets at him, tear gas. A white lady let everybody up onto her roof
right.
to just keep him safe. And then they was up there for a few hours, and the police came in the house and took all them people outside, like on some real...
Took
like
them outside to do
some
what?
Some Nazi shit.
Took them outside to do
took
what?
Took them outside, searched them, I'm sure they looked for warrants and shit. You know, had them handcuffed.
But you say the curfew, we inside. You said the curfew.
But ain't their house.
And?
No, you arguing with the wrong nigga.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm with you. No, I ain't arguing. I'm just speaking in general. I'm and nigga, we spend the night.
Nah, but they had helicopters on them and everything. Shit was on the news. Bro, Clayton was on the news, man.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. They came up with a system in order for them to be like, it's okay to do this shit. We're going to come up with a 9 o'clock rule, right? And say these niggas got to go home. At 9 o'clock, now we pay everybody. Now you gonna tell me when to go the fuck home?
Yeah.
When it's 24 hours in the day, and you gonna say go home at 9. All right.
Yeah, cause
it's 9:15. I'm on my way home though, nigga. I stay an hour and a half away. Nigga, I ain't know you made that rule, nigga, at 8 o'clock. You dig what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
So now it's a problem, come on my way home, and you feel like
you never get to talk to the police that long.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
You're saying a lot of words.
They yanking your ass out. You dig what I'm saying? So yeah. But for me to be a citizen and I'm paying my taxes. You dig what I'm saying? You got me fucked up that you think you just finna...
But you a blitterson.
Hey, can I ask you y'all this?
You're a black citizen.
I'm trying to think of this. I don't recall ever seeing this many white people protest nothing black.
Because they not.
Poor.
Nope.
Yes. The pandemic has them in a different situation
KKK,
than normally.
Bro.
Because protests normally end on
they
Monday.
They poor KKK.
Because... people got to go to work.
They poor KKK.
They be like, well, y'all marching tomorrow? Shit, I got to be to work at 10 o'clock.
What do you mean,
but ain't nobody going to work now. So now everybody is fucked up.
Exactly
so
what he said.
They see it.
They poor, but they KKK.
Yeah. But if you're a poor white person, you just a lighter skinned nigga.
Because when you looting, it's y'all. You ain't fighting for no cause, no Black Lives Matter.
We talking about two different groups. Yeah. I was going to get to the white looters and shit.
But you talking about the white people that's on our side, the protesters.
I ain't never seen white people.
They poor KKK. Them niggas too. Jacob ain't through shit. They poor KKK.
I think it's because they poor now. Because they hurting now. They struggling. They been in the house 3 months. Like, white people was grabbing a bunch of shit out of a bunch of places. Like, that Target, like, ain't that many niggas in Minnesota, so they couldn't been doing all the looting. You know what I'm saying? It was white people everywhere getting shit. Patagonia. You know what Patagonia is?
Hell nah. What the
exactly,
fuck
exactly, nigga. You wouldn't even know to take stuff
that?
Out of there. White people took road. I don't know.
Patagonia?
See, place where white people stole from is what I call it now.
This one, I knew it was white people looting.
When
the motherfuckers
weed,
riot and they looted.
Smoking in my face and shit.
Hot topic. They ain't. Nigga, they burnt down Popeyes. That ain't us. Motherfuckers hitting windows with skateboards. Who on a skateboard? Yeah, a couple of y'all niggas might own skateboards. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't think no nigga own no
so
skateboard.
So niggas don't own no skateboard.
It was a nigga on a skateboard in the van. That nigga hit a pothole, stupid. I watched that nigga.
Nigga spray paint Kill Whitey on shit. Don't no real nigga say Kill Whitey. I was like, did Damon Wayans come downtown?
What if it was the
cast of Living Color downtown rioting?
What if it was an old nigga down there, 71? Kill Whitey.
That's what we doing, right?
Bro, it was a white lady downtown had a poster. Thomason, write two thoughts on this poster that
it's
you think
smooth.
Wasn't changed. Man, I'm like, look at this Archie Crab shit. I'm gonna kick that hole in the face. Ain't no damn poster. What you gonna take these thoughts and do, bitch? What you gonna tell them two thoughts to?
My
so stupid ass song. Bitch gonna use that up. Talking about, I had a whole bunch of niggas write their thoughts. Look.
White women been letting us down, bro. They the ones they didn't want to vote for Hillary.
When did white women ever have our confidence to let us down?
They voted up for Obama. White women helped with the vote for Obama.
They did. You gonna have a whole bunch of black women coming at your ass.
Huh?
You gonna have a whole bunch of black women coming at you.
Because I said white women helped it with Obama and not with Hillary.
I think
they helped them get Trump elected. White women let us down.
I'm gonna tell you who helped Trump get elected. These fake ass folk who ain't with the KKK.
Hey,
bro.
Real quick, take that back about the black women getting on me because I know how they.
All right, black women ain't gonna get on you.
Yeah, nigga, don't do
you.
That. Right.
Don't get on them, y'all.
I like my social media where it's at.
But what I'm telling you is, it's so many undercover people that is represented by a particular party. You see what I'm saying? Think about it. All these people that, for him to feel like that was okay to kill, buddy, because you knew he was with a particular party of people. You feel what I'm saying? Even though he's with. Bam, bam, bam.
Protected by the gang.
He's got a particular part of people that's with him that he feel like he's going to be straight regardless. You see what I'm saying? We don't have a particular party of people. Well, we going to be straight regardless. Dig what I'm saying?
That's what we need. We just, okay, yeah. So here's the breakdown on the shit.
Talk your shit. I hear you.
So What we need is justice. The reason we can't get justice is
what is justice?
Well, you're right, because the system is working perfectly because that's how it was made to work.
No,
but I'm saying we need different prosecution for these people because they're expecting motherfuckers to prosecute people that they cool with. They like expecting me to prosecute you. But I've been working with you 5-10 years on my cases that I need help with. So even if I don't work with you, I might work with Fly. I work with somebody you know. And right. If I also prosecute you to the fullest of extent, I will never win another case because that police department is not finna help me. So you gotta have a whole separate entity, just like in Minneapolis now with George Floyd case, they got a special prosecutor on the case now. You know what I'm saying? But at first, it was about to be the homie. It was about to be the homie. So the black lady came in. Yeah, I forgot her name.
Yeah, the fix is already in with the autopsy and all that.
Yeah, what they did say is asphyxiation. They tried to say pre-existing conditions at first.
What the fuck is asphyxiation? That's suffocating.
Choking.
Death, yeah.
Why they just ain't say that?
Because
it's called asphyxiation.
Term for it.
Well, we need to start saying that. Nigga, you gonna fix, nigga? Don't asphyxiate me, nigga.
There you go. There you go.
What?
There you go.
You knew the word.
There you go.
Don't asphyxiate me, nigga.
Yeah, the officer tried to asphyxiate me.
Hold on. You gotta get the A at the beginning.
Asphyxiate.
Asphyxiate. Yeah, don't asphyxiate is not gonna get it.
It's AX, ain't it? That's
X. I mean, it's too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, they ain't
gonna. Hey, fuck that.
Just asphyxiate.
Hey, that's what you call a valiant effort.
That's goddamn right.
You see what I'm saying? But we gotta understand what war that we fighting. We not, nigga, that same goddamn war that we fighting, equality, we understand that. When is the war gonna begin?
What do you mean?
Niggas who understood, no.
No, I'm saying like I'm asking you to go deeper.
Oh, you can come on.
No, I'm not being dumb.
No, cause
I'm trying to lead you to talk more shit.
Okay, so
my communication game is off.
Nah, see what we're saying the same thing.
The world got fucked up
with the older generation. Yeah. Uh huh. I see where you're going.
Yeah,
that little nigga stupid. That little nigga that is stupid.
I see where you're going. Keep going.
You know the old nigga. They just want you to shut up. I see where you're going. That little nigga that is stupid.
Nah, we went to. You just want to get. Yeah, I mean.
No, but you gotta understand, like. We speaking the same language. I understand. I want you to be able to go out there and speak and know you got a force behind you. I want you to be able to go out there and speak and know you got a force behind you. Not only you got a force behind you, but I believe in what you're saying because a lot of people don't believe in what niggas are dying at. If I can get a bullhorn and get 100 niggas behind me, but 50 niggas is probably, together is like, man, that nigga down here talk shit, man. They don't believe you. We gotta actually believe in each other's perspective so our fucking movement can be stronger. Everybody ain't got to be down there yelling. Everybody ain't got to be down there yelling. We can move in unison and have somebody and it's in order. Once he done, the next person takes the flow.
Yeah.
And once he done, the next person takes the flow.
There are some cities that are doing that already.
You might be 146 that's in line to talk. So until it's your time,
shut the fuck up
and move. Cause they ain't gonna. They gon' hit it for it.
Yeah.
Damn, where they going to? And it ain't got to be announced.
Yeah.
Where we walking and when we meeting up and when we walking.
Right.
You keep putting this shit on social media, they'll find out when they call the news.
Look, just give everybody a password to the same email, write what you got to write in the drafts, and they can't never trace it.
No, it still ain't going to work. This is
what you mean?
Nope. This is America. There's no way around this.
The Russians.
If all of us got the same email address, and we never send the email. We write it in the drafts. I log in to see what you put. Look in the draft. Come on, man. Cut that part
out. I like that. But then it might be an infiltrator that got the password to the email.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
That's understandable.
You trick them. Need trick them. Okay. Come on, man. We got to be smart. It's a strategy, man.
I'm with that.
That's part of war. Strategy is part. What you're saying is
like
where
strategy.
The war started. Part of war is the strategy.
And we also got
to
be.
You doing it. You doing it, nigga. All the stuff you're doing, giving back to your community, making people stronger, making niggas in the hood want to do comedy.
Right.
That's part of the strategy. That's right. Part of building us better. Instead of when we was growing up, the dope boys was the niggas that we looked to.
That was
to.
All our strategy.
I think you understand? I think that somebody that's in power wanted this. Because they let this fester for so long. Like
most
they created a powder keg of just problems for everybody. Then you look at all the things that have happened and over the course of, you know, the last 3-4 months.
Yeah.
It's just like they sent out the stimulus check just to start some shit.
Just to start some shit.
You get where y'all get the money from? Nigga been poor for a long ass time.
The country has a lot of money, nigga.
Folk got $500 billion to give it to
500 trillion.
Just like how you said, it started affecting the white people, right?
Mm-hmm.
When them folks started losing their job, they had a plan to feed them niggas.
Immediately.
But we was amongst the group of people that they
everybody became niggas for Corona.
Everybody had to get on unemployment. And what happened to Corona once all this happened?
Niggas, we ain't gonna get into that. I need to be on the revolution. Yeah, man, fuck that.
Wait a minute, check this out.
Yo, Smokey Blunt, so shit get deeper.
Yeah, man. Ain't enough, bro, it's so fucked up. I got a lot of weed and ain't enough weed. It's crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
40 million people. Unemployed.
Come on.
Nigga,
that's more than black people.
I didn't even know about the recession. I knew it, but I didn't understand it.
You were young.
I didn't understand. I'm like, damn, recession. Oh, I can hear Jesus. But we made it through recession.
Not on the planet.
Like,
in America.
Fuck? Nigga, man, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's 40 million is more than there are black people on the planet.
40 million, nigga.
It's more than 40 million black people on the planet. Up. It's 40 million black people in America.
Okay.
Look it up.
That's another statement I got to look up. But guess what? This is the highest unemployment rate, and it was higher than the recession.
That time, right? Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the social media can cover up a lot of shit.
We were headed towards a recession anyway, so the shit is like double
shit
trouble.
Bigger.
Yeah, so they
like,
got
it's bigger than the first recession.
It's going further than we wanted to go, so we're going to have to goddamn.
Now, think about it.
Curtail something.
Detroit went up under the recession and still been trying to bounce back for the longest.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, we don't want them folk to come up with a plan and then we still been just trying to fight to work again. You see what I'm saying? Just to even work. So now that we can work, Black Wall Street, I'm going to keep hitting you in your motherfucking face. Now that you're able to work, let's spend the dollars with each other.
Cause I think that's perfect.
Spend them with each other.
Spend them with each other. Because I think that's what this whole thing is about, dog. I think they tried to level out the economy because there are more entrepreneurs now than there have ever been.
It definitely is. Motherfuckers walking. Niggas got bitches.
And they was like, hold on, this is getting out of control. We can't find where everybody getting their money from. Nobody's
that's why they doing
census
and shit. They trying to figure out how many niggas in your house. Bitch, you got a barbershop, a salon. How many people in your goddamn house, man? They feel like everything in the trap. We just gotta
be fair, they've been doing the census, but
we ain't been answering them, nigga. How many people in your house? If you don't keep fucking walking, bitch ass nigga, we see that ass with no pants.
Wait a minute. According to the research department, there are 1.2 billion Africans. There are 37 million African Americans in the motherfucker.
37 million.
That's what
I said.
That's
under 40.
How many white people?
That's under 40.
You said it was 40 million black people in the world.
You know what?
You did say that,
nigga. This shit. We got to be positive.
I'm just showing you my research department.
No, he only thought about
Africa. No more black. Hey, nigga, did y'all get this camera fixed right here? Whichever one that had these, he looked like this all the time on the motherfucker.
The glitching.
No, that was because we was doing a live stream.
Oh, okay. That shit was tripping me out.
Testing out a new system.
I was like, oh, this shit is
we don't fuck with that technology.
All right,
no more.
Cool.
When you said it ain't but 40 million black people in the world, look at Marvin Gaye start looking at you.
Fuck you.
Marvin Gaye was like, man, this nigga.
I want a woman that listens. Hey, bro, I found
it. Hey, I knew I shouldn't have said, hey, y'all niggas set niggas up. I was like, why Flop, you sitting way over
look
there?
Look at Marvin Gaye. Yeah. Marvin Gaye be judging niggas.
I get it. That's a meme.
No,
it's over for me.
Really, to be honest, Marvin Gaye made us realize he was there. It was like some shit had that went on, and we looked at. We were like, "Hell no!" And he was like, "Nigga, yeah. I told y'all.
I been trying to tell y'all."
So I'm like, "We heard you, Bob."
Oh, man. So you got a plan, Fly?
I do.
What should I say your plan?
It ain't meant to be told to everybody.
Oh, I really just want to know if you had one.
Yes, and it's not only just.
But that what we need.
And
it's not.
It's not only just a plan. It's a. I can say this. It's a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Not only we not have a plan, we also have a destination.
There you go.
Once we, because a lot of people want to be leaders, but where are you leading your people?
Right.
You feel me? You're going to be like, let's go over here. And then once we done fought so hard to get over here,
yeah,
then they're like, now what's next? Because I'm going to be 100. It's a lot of people that don't mind being guided.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mind being guided. And it's a lot of people that's having to say so. But we want to let people know that we respect your mm-hmm. opinion. And we're going to add your opinion to the agenda
right.
that we got. Now, when you out there fighting, you ain't just fighting for, oh, man, we fighting because y'all just want to be out here. Nah, man, I'm for adding my opinion to the agenda, nigga.
Right.
So I know they
I'm
with
fighting
me.
For my shit
nigga,
now.
I'm like, I'm fighting for my shit now, even though we out here together. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we out here together. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's all of us in this room right now, nigga, if everybody write their problem on a piece of paper, nigga, and we put all every
problem.
You sound
like
the
white bitch at the protest.
Hell no. Hell right no. Because she doing that for show.
I know, fuck.
You see what I'm saying? She doing that for show. She talking about some write this shit on a poster, and then you go home. Like, you talking about writing a problem.
Right,
I'm asking you what's your problem and what's your contact.
You
brother, you dig what I'm saying? Because not only, I'm letting you know, nigga, your shit got a voice.
Yeah.
And you can come somewhere where you feel like you got a voice.
Come on.
You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, you yelling, but we finna show you how to organize and structure that yelling.
And I don't tell no grown man what to do, but I also suggest you, this is the time you use your rich friends for the resources as well. Okay, we can move on.
We definitely need some resources and some opportunities.
That's the only way you can fight a war.
That's how the
resources.
Bank started. That's how the fund.
Everything, nigga. It's you can't fund. Be president without resources.
It's a fund. We have a fund. Where y'all getting this shit from? We have a fund.
And it's more than just resources. Is more than just money. You know what I'm saying? It's real estate. It's knowledge.
Talk your shit.
It's lawyers. It's
access.
Our police officers. You got 4 or 5 homeboys from your hood in the police precinct. Shit.
This how the Black Wall Street shit came up, right? We get a list of all the doctors, all the mechanics,
all the real estate developers,
all the barbers, all the teachers, all the everything. And guess what? We don't have to go to the CVS's and these doctors and that. I was just telling my photo that I was like, man, I wish I had a doctor I can call.
Right.
I know a nigga. I know a doctor. Mm-hmm. So I can call this nigga for a cough. For anything. Hey, but I'm
stomach. Been doing that since the beginning of time. House calls? Ain't no black person ever had a house call from a doctor. That
talk
shit like it's on the movies. That shit is a real
that
thing.
That shit is real life.
That shit is a real thing.
That's how communities be built, my nigga. Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? I'm how the hell, if we get 8 teachers and we come up with our own curriculum and we teach the kids.
Come on.
Who the fuck making up this curriculum to tell you to teach the African American? We didn't come up with a curriculum to tell you to go teach these white folks. We don't know shit about y'all.
School is an institution that gets you prepared for jail.
Huh?
No, school is to get you prepared for jail. If especially black private, like private, I mean public schools especially.
Is either,
you
is
gotta listen to all
jail,
everything
jail
I say.
Jail or work, but go ahead.
You gotta do everything I say. You gotta get up by the bell.
Right.
You gotta sit still when I let you go. You gotta walk in a line. Mm-hmm. You gotta eat chow together in a certain time. You gotta go to the yard at recess. You gotta get your physical fitness.
Right.
We're gonna teach you everything we want you to do in order to get a job.
Right.
We're not gonna teach you how to live life. We're never gonna talk about balancing your checkbook or balancing your accounts. We ain't gonna talk about finance. We ain't gonna never talk about none of that shit.
I'm not gonna knock that. I'm not gonna knock that, but let's change the narrative.
Let's go.
Let's change the narrative.
Let's go.
I'm with you. That's exactly what the fuck they did.
Mm-hmm.
But we still need order and it need to be structured. Not saying that was wrong. Let's use that demonstration. Mm-hmm. Let's use that blueprint. But then we educate them on, we eating at 1 o'clock,
right.
But we are teaching y'all. We are showing you a system that works amongst us.
Shout out LeBron because he already started that with the school he got.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it start off with that. He built a school. It ain't got 1,000 kids in that motherfucker, but got 150. Nigga, that's
that
a start.
That could change the world.
150 kids with your own teachers and your own curriculum. We passing these niggas. We ain't got to do no testing and be looking over no Scantrons and shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all nigga know about us. Nigga, we talk. Nigga.
Scantron. You going off, nigga. Go off. Nigga, what? Asphyxiation? Nigga, Scantron?
Asphyxiation!
Go!
Talk your shit!
Go! Fly.
This shit is indispensable! Hey, yo! Stop living in a... Hold up!
Come on.
You got a pessimistic mindset.
Run it again.
I know it's pessimism. Okay, leave the T out. Cause I was thinking optimistic. Okay, here we go. Pessimistic.
You bitch.
Take that mindset out, man.
Come on, man.
We got to educate. Like, see, I don't mind listening to somebody. If you gonna educate me, like
you should not listen to someone that's not teaching you something.
I don't mind. See, we got to damn near let our niggas know to like ball players, and you want to be a dope boy, you got the ambition to want to do that.
Yeah.
Got to have that same ambition to want to listen. So a nigga be like, boy, I'm finna go listen to this nigga who up here who finna go speak. This nigga talking that shit. Nigga that he wanna go. You like what? Man, that nigga be fiending nigga so much knowledge, nigga. Nigga, the shit that I learned from these motherfucker, man, and I implement that in my life, nigga. What? As I get older and realize shit, I'm like, nigga, I'm picking up. Like, I realize why they didn't want us to be smart. Because when we smart and we educated, we understand that the system that they built don't work for us.
Come on.
It's not our system. It's we don't understand it's system. A system because
the
we're
system
not educated.
The system works because it was supposed to work this way.
Right.
It was made by the people
the
that's
trap.
Benefiting.
The trap. You feel what I'm saying? Put a system to trap their ass. You feel me? Why? Or you scared to read a book? Told you, but don't read, you'll get your ass whooped, get killed. You'll get killed for reading a book.
Knowledge.
Now, it's shit so hereditary, you don't even want to go to the library. Man, go on now, nigga, that shit is a building full of knowledge. that you walking past every fucking, go get high and just look at some shit. Or just walk around. You ain't even gotta read a book. Sometimes take baby steps. Just go in there and walk around. They might harass you. Excuse me, sir. Hey, hey, shh, bitch. I'm in the library. I don't know where I'm going. I'm just walking in faith. You hear me? Something led me to come in this motherfucker and get a creative mindset.
Hey man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. This nigga is going the fuck
out. Oh, he's motherfucking bullshit, gang.
They gonna be like, Los, you just sitting there high like, nah. You gotta understand, when this nigga go off on the rant, you just gotta let him have it, man.
Cause I don't have that, you know, wisdom just come about like that.
I know, it's not often that you in this mode, but
yeah,
you
gotta
have that shit. I hear you talking, the happiest I've been in months, my nigga, because that shit just give me energy, cause this is one of the first time people in your age range are feeling this way and speaking.
And being passionate about it, man.
But be passionate and also understand that if we gonna do it, y'all, if we gonna do it, let's not be one of the ones that do it just because when something happened or when something whoop.
Do it for the gram.
Let's do it, right. Let's do it for a cause. Then after we know what the cause is, let's have a destination to take our people.
Shit, the cause is our lives. This is a turning point in our lives.
But this the thing though. This is our lives, but we got to have a promised land.
Like shit changes from
to the promised land.
Moving forward, everything changes.
Don't just sell them a dream and a hope and you heard what the promised land was and you ain't a part of creating the promised land. When I say Black Wall Street, that's a promised land. You see what I'm saying? That's an area where we are defined as whatever we want to be. If you think you're a king and you're a pharaoh, nigga, go down there on Black Wall Street and watch how you feel like a king and a pharaoh, my nigga. Because that's the promised land. You over here don't need full territory. Nigga, that shit ain't made for you. The energy wrong. The frequency wrong. The vibe is wrong because you're not wanted. You dig what I'm saying? Because the system that they built wasn't for you. But you walk on down there on Black Wall Street, you can be whatever the fuck you want to be. Dig what I'm saying? That's the promised land.
Do what you want to do.
Niggas need to be educated on that shit. But that's why I be loving hearing motherfuckers. Like, I don't care.
Nah, I love hearing you say that shit.
But this is what I'm saying. It took time for me to understand and grasp it and use it in my own life. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, you right. Because there's a lot of people at the crib that like, man, this shit ain't affecting me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm woo-woo-woo-woo. Woo, woo, woo. But yes, it is, bro.
So the same thing. We got to talk about the civil rights era and shit. It didn't affect us until we saw Rodney King. You feel what I'm saying? So it's the same way with you. You seen what was happening to maybe a Trayvon Martin, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile. I can keep going with the name.
And I just watched the repeated cycle after everything.
It's like they, it's just the only thing they change is the name. They give you the same information.
Same story.
They take the same time to delay the media.
And I'm going to tell you
same
what else.
Same fucking story, bro.
You got black children.
Right. So and not only that, I know white people, so I can get an opinion where I got a source. What the fuck they saying over there? Since you supposed to be my friend, homie. Could get what? Nah, you my friend.
Real shit. Nah, real
nah,
shit.
Nah, you my friend, nigga.
Real
you
shit.
You infiltrate they shit. Yeah. How we do it? I got white friends, nigga. What going on? What's being said? Man, I don't fucking know DC, man. But I promise you, man, this shit ain't right. I
promise you, man.
And guess what I tell them? That ain't a fuck enough, nigga. Yeah. Go dig.
Fight.
Get out
with
my
us.
Face and dig.
Fight.
You dig what I'm saying? Because it ain't no fucking reason, my nigga. Get out my face and go dig.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Because if you was around my partner and they felt like punching your ass in the eye, I'm be like, hey, hold up. They my little partner, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Don't punch that man in the eye. What'd he do to you?
Fuck you mean, bro.
Fuck you mean, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's up? We don't walk around with hate, my nigga. You dig what
really
I'm saying?
Shit.
So, but it took like, for me to go listen to people like Farrakhan and just go listen to leaders and understand the Malcolm X story and just understand the purpose. I understand people's lives and careers, but I'm trying to understand the purpose, even for what the time frame, even with the Martin Luther King, not even with just those people, like the people who just died, right? I love history, but I love hidden history better.
Yep.
So the nigga who just died, right? I don't want to call the nigga the King, John
George.
Lewis. John Lewis?
John Lewis.
John Lewis.
John Lewis, yeah,
who just passed, right?
Yeah.
Now, off the credit.
John Lewis.
Who the light-skinned nigga was? Who just passed?
No.
But everybody is not
who
up on
cut
shit.
This out? We don't
no,
know black.
This is shit. It's a lot of people in the house smoking like, but what the fuck?
But who is it though? That man? Who are they? Maynard? How you spell Maynard?
Huh?
Rob
David that passed. I know you were light skinned. We had a lot of light skinned civil
rights. No, Joseph!
My bad. I knew it was JL though. But I knew it was JL though. I said John Lewis. My bad. My bad, John. My bad, John. It was JL though. It was JL. You did. We here. We here. All right. So, So Joseph Law, right?
Yeah.
What was he in
the Southern Leadership Christian Conference?
SCLC.
SCLC. But wasn't he part of the NAACP?
Probably, he was in all that shit.
Okay, cool.
He probably started that shit.
Okay, but think about it like this.
Yeah, he's in all that shit.
Okay, but think about it like this. When I say history and we need to have the curriculum, when I say I love hearing the hidden history, the real shit that they not gonna tell us. So you got years of stories and knowledge that you need to tell to the next generation that need to hear this, that they not gonna inform us on. You see what I'm saying? If you knew some of those stories when you were with Martin and you were with Malcolm and some real shit that y'all were talking about, man, niggas wanna hear that shit, man. What happened? Man, I remember when we was fighting for this cause, but we went at it with this approach and we would do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wanna hear that knowledge because now it makes us more strong and powerful because now we know our roots. Like, nigga, now we can go out there and even say, your perspective, his perspective. Now, this is a young generation. Mm-hmm. Now we got the older generation perspective. Nigga, you remember when nigga Joseph Lyre ass nigga was out here? They like, nigga Joseph Lyre. Who the fuck? How do he know that? Like, yeah, nigga, we tapped in, nigga.
We tapped in, nigga.
Nigga Joseph Lyre told us everything, yeah. Nigga. Yeah. Man, we ain't finna do none of that, nigga. Y'all, when we know so much shit,
yeah.
Once we come at them with all this knowledge and power, bro, they gonna be like, bro, we unstoppable, bro.
Let me tell you something. Which one my camera, dog? I don't care.
Hold on, this shit rolling.
Hey, look, I know it. Hey, all y'all young niggas with the Dracos and the little jeans, this the nigga you protect at all costs. You hear me? Yeah. This is the one you ride for. Okay, this is your Nipsey. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the one. Straight up.
We just getting to the point where niggas just getting tired, bro. And nigga, like I say, at the end of the day, you got to understand that when you leave your house, you might not make it back home.
Come on.
So I understand that. So when I'm out here fighting, I'm risking my life. I ain't tripping on that because I got nieces and nephews out here. You feel me? I got my nephews out here. I don't want to get a call that, nigga, you officer put their knee on my nephew and I'm like, where you at? He what?
Right.
Man, you think, I'm finna let that shit slide. You think, I'm finna let that shit slide. Bet. Nobody gonna be able to stop me. First of all, because I'm organized. Now my anger and frustration is organized. You dig what I'm saying? I got a group of people that's behind me that understand that other shit, it worked. Mm-hmm. But we need something else. And we with it. We ready.
Need something else.
Damn, that man was 99 years old.
Real talk.
That's so much knowledge, my nigga.
NAACP Lifetime Achievement Award, Presidential Medal of Freedom, and he founded the Southern Christian Leadership
Coalition. Now think about this. He founded the Southern Leader, what it is? SL what?
Southern Christian Leadership Coalition.
SCLC.
Or conference, I believe, right?
Now,
coalition?
Why isn't the, I don't want to speak out of turn, but why isn't the SCLC more bigger?
So you got to understand also, a lot of the leaders that we had were getting attacked and murdered. So a lot of the organizations they had were falling down. That's what I'm saying.
Because when you hit the head, the body.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need individual leaders so they can't, goes back to that. So that's why. These things you may have read about them in school, may or not, but you're not gonna know. But people can't unsee this on social media. It's there forever. You can't unsee
but,
this.
But that's what I'm saying. Not only am I getting instructed to make sure that a group of people is on the same path.
Right.
It's also another group of people that's getting ordered and getting structured that's on the same path as just like it's got to be. A numerous of leaders. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not just one. I want to be able to go, hey man, we got Macon. All cities got a leader.
Yep.
But they all got a chief that where they getting the, you see what I'm saying? So it just won't be sloppy.
That's the mob.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It all sounds good hypothetically, but you got to look at what's going on right now. Like this whole, all these protests right now that's going on, this whole movement has been hijacked and infiltrated by people who don't have the same agenda.
Right, nigga, you're not out fighting because nigga, you just see looters. You see free shit.
All these things that you're saying, fucked up, nigga. 10 times harder to achieve because you do have people who came down there just with some fuck shit that ain't got nothing to do with none of that.
Dressed up like what?
They've been waiting for this.
Dressed up like a group of people that have no organization.
They have no
structure. So of course, You can just dress up and do what you want to do. But
that's what I'm trying to get you. That's what I'm telling you. The people who have infiltrated the movement and shit like that, they are more organized within the infiltration than the movement.
Because they are being told to go infiltrate.
Yeah. Right. Now, they had the plan already before this happened. They were waiting on it. We are reacting to it. They were waiting on it.
That's why if we march, you can't march with, you can march with us. Not saying you can't, but you just can't just. But first of all, you're not going to walk when the army walk.
Yeah.
You don't just, you sit there and watch like, where the fuck they going? You don't go over there and be like, boy, I used to be an army vet too, let me goddamn.
You know what I mean?
Hey, like, boy, you better. Yeah, all right, say no more. Walk your bitch ass back on across the street. Walk your bitch ass back on across the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, we down here like with a purpose.
It's like a fraternity. I'm in a fraternity. Now, you can tell me you're in my fraternity, but I got a series of questions I need to ask you first before
Cause
I
Because he up under a chapter, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I ain't want to know, that don't mean I do my history.
You understand you what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Questions. You may not be for real. You could just be saying that shit, but I can find out. So we got to have the same thing.
But just like I fought with a selected group of people and I'm not one of y'all, that's power. I have a source. Hey, brother, aren't you with a certain organization?
Right.
Right. I like how y'all are structured. And get what? Me and you are in a certain organization. Now you can lead another certain organization up under the same guideline.
Talk your
shit. Dig what I'm saying? But we got to be on the same accord, man.
Talk your shit.
For real, man. Hey, who the hell told y'all didn't go down there, man? Who the hell is orchestrating all this shit, man? Come on, man. When them folk move. Just like how you say the SCLC, it passed on, or the NAACP end up, somebody white took the name, owned the name. You just can't infiltrate. I'm speaking how I fought with the mug, just like the Nation of Islam, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way they move, when they come out, you just can't walk in between them folks.
You know not to.
You know who fought the Nation of Islam, because they dress in a certain way. Mm-hmm. They talking in a certain manner. They moving, and you see what I'm saying?
I take it a step further. All them crackers that had them ARs down at the State House, they didn't move back. They ain't move at them. It's a different drill. It's a different drill than with your fist up than when a nigga you got the strap on. It's a way different.
You shoot that nigga
look.
With that strap.
It's respect. It ain't got nothing to do with color then. It's respect.
It's respect.
It's respect. You feel what I'm saying? I respect you enough not to agitate you. Because if I agitate you, I feel like it's going to go down.
And you showing your right, but you feel safe because you know them folk on your side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to. The only way I'm going to feel safe is because I got a group of people that's speaking the action that I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna speak it, but we gonna act it out. It's a difference. So you got 1,000 people that's talking all up at one time. The protests look great because y'all speaking for a cause, but it's too much talking where they not getting the message. And you don't have an army down there protecting y'all. It's down there at the protest today. I was just walking amongst the people, just checking it out, getting the vibe. Them folk got the army down there, them folk loaded, them folk scrapped up, whoop de whoop. Who down there protecting them protest people? Who protecting them protest people? From when them folks start shooting y'all nigga with them damn rubber bullets and shit
I'm
like that.
I'm telling you the code of shit. Half them niggas in the army or in the National Guard that's down there gonna have to sleep on them same streets when they get out the army.
Come on, man.
They gonna be homeless. America not finna
take
care of
you. Hey, you just said some powerful shit.
He
right
definitely
there.
Did
America
that.
Don't care about you, bro.
He definitely said that.
America don't care about you.
I seen so many homeless veterans. I'm like, damn, this how they treat y'all?
You. We
this how they treat y'all? This how you treat your Indians?
Yeah.
Them niggas go to war for you? And you know, this is a particular part that you always got a brother. You always got a resource. This ain't no, like I said, if I know somebody, brother, but we so powerful and we are connected with anywhere. Oh, you finna go to Kentucky? Boy, I got a group of people that'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Oh, you finna go somewhere else? Oh, boy, it's a community up there that'll take care
of you. My nigga, the same thing with the fraternity. I was in college. I can drive to damn near any school and know I had something to eat and somewhere to sleep just because of my fraternity. I ain't even had to call ahead. I could just pull up.
Why can't it be like that?
It can.
But what I'm saying, it can't.
No, because you didn't know. You didn't know.
They didn't know, or it wasn't people
we
who
tried one
willing
way.
To be guided.
Yeah.
Because once you see a movement, people tend to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say it takes time. Because when motherfuckers be like, yeah, it took time. Well, look, you got to think about how long we've been fighting. And it took time for us to actually come together. Like how you said, the Black Panther movement was so strong, but they saw how strong it was.
They come after every strong
movement. But you got to understand, we got to be prepared that if something happens, do not be scared and let the body fall. Does that mean we have let all this go down for nothing?
They're going to kill you anyway, scared or brave.
Right. So continue.
So
if we would have had another Malcolm and another Martin right there ready, bop, bop, nigga Martin III, ready.
We gotta accept leaders better though. Yeah, I mean, we roast the shit out of every leader we got. We don't give a fuck.
But you know, that comes from hate.
We as the people got to be more respectful.
That comes from hate, though.
I think so, dog.
We got to stop roasting our leaders.
They do,
man.
Bro.
Because I'm going to tell you who never get no respect. Jesse Jackson, though.
Nigga don't like nobody,
no,
bro.
No, everybody. Jesse don't get no respect because Jesse did a lot of low down dirty ass. Nuts off. Motherfucking
yeah,
shit.
I don't fuck
even before all that,
he got Dr. King killed.
Jesse, he got been
done.
Jesse did a lot of dirty motherfucking shit.
Yeah, Jesse set Dr. King up.
Yeah.
But see, that go to show that not only another color would infiltrate, but your own brother would, and will forget the purpose and the cause because you want the limelight. This is not something that is fame absorbing. That's is you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get recognized from this. We don't care about all that. We trying to lead you to the promised land.
We gotta stop being petty.
Harriet Tubman wasn't looking for no fame.
Right.
She only looked for motherfuckers who was on the same move. She would kill.
Let me ask you this.
I was just finna get my shit. Murk your ass if you want with that shit.
Fly.
Or if you was finna try to fuck this whole plan up.
Yeah.
Boy, you gonna take they zap? Well, matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and do what they gonna do to you then.
You talking about getting famous. How you feel about people saying all the celebrities are canceled? All these people coming out saying all the wrong shit.
But I'm because they have a movement, and I think people, like I say, people want to be guided. So somebody that inspire you, and you feel like they not saying nothing about you, like, where's the inspiration?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But I understand when a celebrity talks, he want to come from a place of facts and purpose.
Right.
And he don't want to just seem to be talking.
Exactly.
Or he don't, because understand, when you put yourself on the political side, you're there. Now you got to really, you got to do this shit.
You got to do that shit.
You can't just be like, you're there now. Once you open your mouth up, it's like, all right, nigga, if it's a protest going on, we got to do something. If you're going to have a plan, we need the DBC. Because I got a tour with somebody who was like, well, I ain't see you. I said, damn, first of all, just because you ain't see me protesting and being loud don't mean I protest. I ain't never protested or I ain't for the people.
Right.
Now, when the corona hit, I came out my pocket and fed my whole neighborhood. This ain't got nothing to do with, we talking about a plan after that. Mm-hmm. We hear y'all, but where you gonna lead the people? We need a promised land. You see what I'm saying?
Flip side of that, the people are who make the celebrity. So the people need to stop putting so much onus on a celebrity. A celebrity is nothing more than someone that could do something very well to the point that people come to see them and want to see what they're doing.
Right,
and
right.
So we shouldn't put them to be civil rights leaders.
His intellect on a civil rights standpoint, it might not be high.
Somebody asked me why I don't post what I do for the community. I was like, what the hell does that have to do?
What's that gonna do?
But motherfucker make it feel like.
But if you did do it, then they would say that you're not being genuine.
You're not being genuine, but this is my only partake.
I didn't know that until all of this happened.
This is my only partake on it when I'm like, you know what?
Felt like that.
Understandable, because now it's to the point where it's like, all right, I'm black. Like, this shit is just out of hand. And it's to the point where I always been down for, I'm DC to the motherfucker full. I rock. Once I stand for some shit, then I'm on it. I love to represent something. That. Like, I love that type of shit. When I step out, they gonna be like, oh, there go them boy. Who them boy? You the motherfucking boys.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? I stand for something. You dig what I'm saying? So I always been down for that shit. And I feel like the more and more this shit tap in, it's more so it's like, you know what? It's time. It's to the point where it's like, you know what? It's time. Cause I see other shit and I've heard about other organizations, and when you see them and the power of just the name and the force. And when they walk in, you know not to fuck with them.
What you're going through what you're going through right now is the definition of woke. The supreme definition. You finally awake.
So I was asleep.
Yeah,
you been
it's sleep. Okay. You
been
sleep,
dog. That's why I ain't cut you off. Yeah. You got it. That nigga done woke up.
Nigga woke up. Fly woke up. That's why that nigga going crazy.
But you know what? I'm glad it happened like this now versus when I was like on pill popping days.
You feel me?
Boy.
What was your favorite gun back then?
Any gun I get my hand on. That bit work.
Did that bit go?
That bit, papa. I need that bit to work like, papa, pa, pa. I can't let it jam. Papa, and it jam.
Do that
I
got to hit three.
Papa, pa, pa, pa. shootout is a pause. You just can't, ta, 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 ta. That nigga hiding the whole time.
Hey, be real with them people, DC.
You dig what I'm saying?
DC, be real with these people.
Hey, man, they got the papa, pa.
But I'm saying, be real. Ain't no shootout like that. All shootouts is going this way or behind the car.
If a nigga scared.
bro, you didn't shoot that shot out towards somebody.
Yeah, I done had a nigga reverse.
Come on.
I'm like, I ain't John Gotti. No. Don't say that.
Excuse me.
I'm not John Gotti. I'm not. I'm coming peace. But what I'm saying is, when that time is time, you got to be able to protect yourself and understand how to control the situation.
Come on.
What I'm saying is, I got some niggas off my ass who thought they was finna get on me.
Yeah.
And I'm not no killer. I ain't saying I'm killer. But I know how to get a nigga, you know what I'm saying? I know how to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get the
so
off of you.
A nigga thought he finna do something to me and I'm just like, no, pa-pa-pa, pa-pa, and I say mine just in case you had some more.
Come on.
And you went somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. Nobody died. But you got the mask.
You got it. You know what's up.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know
so
what's up.
So it's like we got to have just a force for us because we don't have an army for black people. It's a lot of organizations, but they're not our army. So I'm a different. Like, I'm willing to be like, okay, when you see him, that's the, or you see them particular people, it's an army, but for the promised land. You see what I'm saying? Like, just like how you say, it's like you were in a fraternity, right?
Right.
And you know, every time you go to another state, you scrape. You good.
Mm-hmm.
That's at somebody's house. You good, or y'all got a selected spot with the fraternity.
Yeah.
Cool.
One phone call.
Now, what if we scratch this same foundation to blocks? Now, not only your fraternity owns this house, it owns the next block, and the next street over, and the next street over, and not only you are a comedian, first of all, niggas in your fraternity, just like with your family. Oh boy, we got a nigga that's in the entertainment. Boom, that's a source. Whoever's a part of that fraternity and whatever you do in your goddamn profession, you are a source.
I'm telling you, we do that. Like, we know a nigga that's a police officer. You know somebody that's going to be a sheriff. You know somebody that's going to be a judge or know a judge. You know somebody that knows somebody. And that's how white people got control of the country.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you say, when they got control of the country, they built a so-called system for they people.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Part of their system was.
Got a word for you. Infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Boom.
You feel what I'm saying? I ain't want to say the promised land, because they wanted the promised land. Hell no. They wanted the promised land. They stole our motherfucking idea. They wanted the promised land. They lied. They like, hey, boy, y'all gonna do that? Come on, we gonna get some free land over here.
Yeah.
So when we get over here, you like, boy, y'all nigga lied. Boy, what the fuck? You feel me? So it like, we got this use that same goddamn mentality that what, you know what I'm saying, what we got, it just build us.
Niggas know they lied on the boat.
Land.
Yeah. Niggas know they lied on the boat.
Man, what?
Once you got in the boat. Shit. Hey!
Anytime you gotta get some niggas chained, then take them somewhere. That means he didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh nah. So some people were, some Africans were chained in the middle of the ocean. They were walked on to the boat by other Africans. But
you know when niggas. But then that's when them niggas that when I say they infiltrated the system.
Mm-hmm.
So you had niggas who had a plan, and then niggas who infiltrated the system just so they could live better to please another particular group of people.
But we woke now.
We extra woke.
Hey man, y'all been going in for a minute, bro.
Shit get fun after a minute, bro. That's why I really started like doing that shit though, cause I can take like my aggression and my like hood tactics and like,
use them for good.
And use them for good. You feel me? I told my girl before I left. I ain't gonna lie. I love white people. I love y'all, but I told my girl. I said, I'm gonna tell you how many white people I knock out today.
Get your man, love.
I can't, man.
I love it to death. You hear me?
Hey, I ran out of highlight here. I'm gonna tell you how many people I not got today. You feel me? But I went down with the intention of peace.
You feel me?
Yeah, hey, crazy.
Now is not the time.
Nah, man. It's definitely the time. Just to get together, bro. You feel me? I'm just educating. Like, it's to the time where I wanna know whatever, like, I'm intrigued by another person's intellect.
You what?
I'm intrigued.
Come on, nigga.
By another person's intellect.
To work.
I have been reading, my nigga.
You get what I'm saying?
I always appreciate
I
am going to be
do.
The a new paradigm for the next generation.
Woo! Woo!
I know that. Hey,
goddamn.
Hey. Hey. Hold up. Hold up. And guess what? I learned that from my boy TDJ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did. I said paradigm. I said paradigm. I said, ooh, I got to get that one.
I ain't gonna.
Hey.
Enthusiasm works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I've been watching them, bro.
Hey, man, with that being said. Shit, that's it right there. Well, we don't have to say no more.
Gang shit.
Hey, man. This has been another episode of the 85 South Show.
My nigga DC is not playing with y'all. You heard him.
Yes, bro. When I say, bro, it's to the point where I'm like, it's so serious when it's like, you know it's serious because I asked God to guide my steps. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, so wherever I'm at, I know for a fact, I'm like, all right, let me figure out what's going on. Because if my feet place me here, I need to know what's going on. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So every time I'm like, you somebody, you talking the same shit. He get on the phone with somebody from the outside, just said the same shit we just conversated on, and get on another. They saying the same. I'm like, what do I need to do in order for me to, you know what I'm saying? Bet. Say no more.
Well, there it is, man.
Say no more.
We about to get up out this bitch, man. Yeah, we got curfew and shit.
Real talk.
Hey, man. Okay. This has been another episode of 85 South Show. It is what it is. Stay black. And don't ever change that.
I ain't gonna lie. Every time I look around, I see people be having wireless earbuds. And, you know what I'm saying? They spending $200-$300, then they lose them. And then still gonna spend $200-$300 on some more earbuds. But guess what? We ain't giving back to the community. But I think it's time. You know why? My boy Ray J got some wireless earbuds. Raycon latest model, E25. It's the best one yet. It got 6 hours of playtime, Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a compact design that gets you a nice isolated fit. For those who know what that means. And guess how much they cost? You ain't gonna believe it. Nope, not $150. Not $100. No, sir, keep going down. No, not $20. No, go back up with your cheap ass. $80. Yes, sir. You know what you can do? Get 15% off. How can you do that? By raycon.com/85South.